Praise be Jesus and Mary. So in today's gospel, we have the scene of the Transfiguration. This is the fourth luminous mystery of the Holy Rosary, when our Lord goes up on what is believed to be Mount Tabor, bringing his chosen apostles, Peter, James, and John. And it says they went up on a high mountain, and that our Lord was transfigured before them, that his face shone like the sun, and his garments became white as snow. Now this transfiguration takes place shortly before our Lord heads toward Jerusalem to suffer his passion and death. So what he's doing here is revealing his divinity, all of the glory of his divinity, to these chosen apostles in order to confirm them in faith, or to reaffirm, to strengthen their faith, so that they're not scandalized and that they don't fall away during our Lord's passion and death. And so our Lord reveals all of his glory to them, and he also has the testimonies, the witness of Moses and Elijah. Okay, Moses to represent the law and Elijah to represent the prophets. Okay, to give testimony that Jesus is the Son of God and the fulfillment of the law and the prophets. Now, we notice in the first reading, St. Paul, in his letter to the Thessalonians, is talking about our holiness, our sanctification. And this is an image of what's taking place, or what is meant regarding our spiritual life in the gospel. So our Lord goes up a high mountain and is transfigured into his glory. And so, similarly, for each and every one of us, we must climb the holy mountain. That is, strive and exert ourselves, make the effort to arrive at holiness, okay? At our Christification, of being transformed into Christ by means of grace and the practice of the virtues and the enabling action of the Holy Spirit. So let's listen to what St. Paul has to teach us in today's epistle. Okay, he mentions four times this fact about sanctification and holiness. He says, make even greater progress, your sanctification, that you are a vessel in holiness, be but unto holiness, etc. Brethren, even as you have learned from us how you ought to walk to please God, as indeed you are walking, okay, walking as in living according to God, he says, we beseech and exhort you in the Lord Jesus to make even greater progress. You see how our spiritual life is not meant to be something stagnant. Okay? We're baptized and we go about the motions and that's that. We cruise on into heaven. No, that is not the spiritual life. But we must go forward and make even greater progress from day to day in virtue and holiness. Because if we aren't striving and moving forward, that means we will fall backward, right? There is no stable ground in the spiritual life. So we must continue to strive. And if we happen to fall, never to get discouraged, right? The saints never get discouraged because they're not surprised of their own weakness. But in times of failure, they simply humble themselves and place more trust in God and his power and strength. St. Paul continues, for you know what precepts I have given you by the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your sanctification. You see, God wills that we become saints and great saints. And so we need to put our will into it as well, and we will certainly become the saints that God wants us to be if we do our part. And St. Paul says, that you abstain from immorality, that every one of you learn how to possess his vessel in holiness and honor. Right? Possess his vessel, meaning our bodies, which are temples of the Holy Spirit, but they are fragile vessels of clay. Right? We need to guard the grace of God in our souls and bodies, and preserve it carefully, okay, by abstaining from immorality and living in holiness and honor, not in the passion of lust like the Gentiles who do not know God. Right? And that basically explains the current situation that we're living in, okay? This wicked generation, as the scripture says, because we are living in a time of rampant immorality. Right? Everybody is living like Gentiles, notwithstanding the fact that they may profess to believe in God or even bear the name of Christian. Right? They're living as if they don't know God because they're living in the passions of their lust, just like those who don't know God. And so St. Paul is saying, we must not live like that. And there are many Christians who get drawn into the current of modern society, convincing themselves, well, everyone else is doing this. No, it must be okay. But no, we must not live like those who do not know God, following their passions of lust. Why? St. Paul says, because the Lord is the avenger of all these things. Right? That's what is coming to those who live according to the passions of their lust and live in immorality. God is going to take vengeance upon them. Because again, as the scripture says, God will not be mocked. Okay? Our salvation and sanctification and obedience to divine law is no joke. Okay? Do we love God in truth and justice or not? If we do not, then we need to be prepared to suffer the consequences, because we do have to render an account to Almighty God. He invites us to love Him. He draws us by His grace. But man, with his stubborn free will, attracted by the pleasures of the world and drawn into and convinced by the deceits of the devil and those who are in collaboration with the devil and his lies, will have to render an account to Almighty God. St. Paul says, as we have told you before and have testified. See, he's reiterating this fact because we so soon forget, right? When we get caught up in our music and our television and all this entertainment, and we forget about prayer and mortification, what happens? We get forgetful of God's justice. And so St. Paul needs to tell people over and over again, let's not forget about Almighty God and eternal truths. For God has not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness, again, repeating over and over, in Christ Jesus our Lord. All right, so this is what we need to keep in the forefront of our minds, especially during this time of Lent, of Jesus transfigured on the mountain, and how our Lord promised, again in the gospel, that the just will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. That's our destiny. If we follow Christ up the holy mountain and live holy lives. And as the apostles were strengthened before that time of suffering was coming, the sufferings of this present time are not to be compared with the glory that will be revealed in us. All right, so if we have to suffer the mockery of the world, or being unpopular, or being considered extremists and out of date and out of touch and all this other rhetoric, which is senseless and unreasonable, we don't have to worry about that. St. Paul says that the sufferings of this present time are not to be compared with the glory that will be revealed in us. Okay, the day of our own resurrection and transfiguration. So let's all persevere, okay? Persevere and strive and help one another in the Christian community, all of us, to ascend together that holy mountain. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Et Deus.
Christus.